Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today I'll be discussing accountancy and e-commerce with Robert Benson May, chartered accountant and entrepreneur. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory.
So could I get you to start off saying who you are and what you get up to in your company?
Yep. Hi. My name's Rob. I'm a chartered accountant and a director at an accountancy practice, Warren Co. Chartered Accountants. And in my spare time, I got up to around £50,000 in e-commerce sales in the home and garden retail niche. And now I'm doing a newsletter in my spare time. There you go. There's your short summary for you.
So a person with many, many talents, many fingers and many pies, so to speak.
A little bit, yeah. I do find myself quite busy, but yeah, you survive. I do survive, yeah.
That's good. So how did you get into e-commerce and accountancy? Because obviously they're two very separate things, but you've somehow managed to do both very well. And I'm curious to see how that all started off.
Yeah. So I'll start from the start. So it's a little bit of a somewhat interesting story, with a few different ducks and dives. So I started doing maths at uni. That's probably where best to start. And I actually probably spent more time playing online poker than I did doing maths. And now I don't really enjoy gambling. So it's a little bit unusual, but I found myself making minimum wage, using software to track other players online and doing four tables at once. And I managed to get up to a couple of £1,000 or something like that. And then I spent all my winnings on my rent. So it got me through uni for the last year. I was very sad, and I finished uni and I kind of didn't know what to do at that point, whether, you know, I wanted to pursue various different things. But I was always kind of interested in business and watching things like Dragon's Den and The Apprentice. And my dad was an accountant, so he suggested maybe I should be an accountant because it's a good way to understand business and to look at get a good understanding, a good feel for everything. And if I wanted to do something else, I could pivot into that. But yeah, so I found I did quite enjoy it. So I started studying ACA at a medium-sized accountancy practice. And while I was studying, I kind of found got a bit of an itch to scratch. I wanted to try and get the ball rolling on a little side business. So I started a print-on-demand e-commerce business, selling t-shirts. And at that time, I had no idea what I was doing. Maybe I still don't. But so I quite enjoyed getting it started. And I managed to get maybe one or two sales doing Instagram and Facebook. But it didn't really go anywhere because I didn't really know what I was doing in terms of marketing. But I tried to get a feel of, how do I actually make some sales? How do I get some affiliation with the brand from people and build a relationship between the customers and the business? So I thought, okay, what I'll do is I'll go and run a few music events and see how that goes and whether that builds a bit of a relationship between the customers and the business. So I was interested in drum and bass music. So I set up a couple of events and they exceeded my expectations. I was quite pleased with that, actually. So I got about 150 people to the first one, the second one, somewhat similar. And all my friends keep asking me to do a few more, but it's quite hard work, quite a lot of effort, a little bit of stress. And I also felt it wasn't really super scalable. So that made it a little bit more difficult. So pivoted and decided, right, I'm going to start a retail business. And the main reason being is, since it was print on demand and it was almost direct to consumer, doing a retail business means that I've got loads of different options, loads of different SKUs to go find a winning product, or at least one, and then maybe get quite a few more. And I managed to, so I did that in the home and garden niche, and I managed to get up to around £50,000 sales in the end. Before I had an issue with my hands, I couldn't type for a few months, which was very sad. Someone typing for me at work, which wasn't great. So I had to stop that. But alongside that, I've been gradually building myself up as an accountant. So started a medium-sized practice, qualified there ACA, Went to THG, if any of you guys know, Hook Group with My Protein, and looked fantastic. And then I went to War & Co, Chartered Accounts, and seemed to find myself jumping up that ladder very quickly, and being a director for a couple of years now or something like that. And yeah, having a great time.
Wow, so it's quite an interesting kind of, you just kind of dabbled and just kind of went to see how things worked, basically, and just kind of went for it instead of, it wasn't necessarily a quick ambition that you had for years and years per se, but it's still something you were, you know, passionate about in the moment sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a bit of kind of pivoting and kind of finding a path, because ultimately I find it really interesting. I'm very interested in business, and mainly the marketing side, actually. I find that kind of somewhat of a passion to extend, and it's a big part of business, trying to get customers, isn't it? So if you can't, you're not good at marketing, you're not going to get any sales. So
definitely. I mean, as a marketer myself, yeah, I definitely would say it's a very interesting job, and there's so many different little avenues you can go down and things. So brilliant. So my next question for you is, you know, what advice would you give to people looking to start a business? Obviously, you've had, you know, some ups and downs, like you were saying, and like, you know, what do they need to consider when kind of going down this route?
Yeah, I think the first thing is just to start and start trying to wing it and see what happens, because people spend loads of time planning and kind of get really nowhere, most of them. And your first business probably isn't going to really get anywhere. So it takes a while to kind of learn and get a lot better. So just iterate and pivot, and you know, listen to a load of podcasts and, you know, see if you can learn some stuff from people. But I think getting customers is kind of the hardest thing, and that's the main focus when you're getting started, or at least it was for me. Whether you have a similar experience, but that was kind of the hardest thing. So focusing on marketing and kind of the different routes of actually getting someone to go and even make a purchase with you or become a client, something like that. So the things that worked for me were primarily paid ads and email marketing. That's the work for me. SEO is a big factor, and that's something I'm really focusing in for my next business. But and then beyond that, so when I had the e-commerce business, one of the big problems was that, well, it was mainly driven by Google Ads. That was pretty much what was driving all the sales, the Performance Max campaigns. But I wasn't really making any money on the first sale. It was only kind of the repeat sales where I made any cash. And I think from knowing a lot of people in the industry, that's a lot of people have similar experiences. So you kind of have to focus on the cost of acquisition versus the lifetime value. So that repeat customer, how do you get someone to retain? And a big portion of that's email marketing, as you probably know. But yeah, that CAC to LTV, really, really big thing. And it's something that if I'd have known a little earlier, it would have helped me a lot better.
Definitely. I think as well, something that I've seen personally as a marketer is that I think people shouldn't have to necessarily try and go for all the channels, all the different avenues all at once, because you will kind of burn yourself out, and there's only so many. And also, like, depending on who you're targeting as a customer, like, email marketing might actually be like the perfect thing and might actually be kind of like the worst thing, you know. And I think people need to definitely do their research into kind of what marketing channels their customers use, and then focus on those rather than try and do everything and have, like, you know, Threads, X, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and then some. When actually a few of those can make the biggest bang, and at the end of the day, then you're not fully focused on that, as well as trying to run your business. Because I'm guessing, you know, if you start a business, probably going to be just you, maybe one other person if you're lucky, and try to work it up from there.
You can tag someone else into it. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I do think you have to do a lot of experimenting, especially if you don't know what you're doing. You've got to try a lot of different things. But as soon as you find one thing that works, just double down it and just keep doing that over and over again until, because a big part of the strategy of marketing is actually the intensity that you do it, isn't it? So if you're just dabbling in a load of different things, it's probably not going to get anywhere. But as soon as you kind of see some kind of traction in that particular channel, then double down and go a lot more aggressive on it and see what happens. So, yeah, I'm not the fountain of knowledge, but that's what worked for me anyway.
I mean, that's definitely a good start. It's obviously, you know, once you find something good, stick to it. I think that's that should be a slogan on a t-shirt, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't make that one when I had the t-shirt business, but maybe I should have.
So obviously, you know, you were speaking about your e-commerce business, and I would love to know kind of what are the pros and cons of doing it. So especially like with the cons, you know, what kind of drawbacks do people need to prepare for, or at least just keep in mind when they kind of start on that? Because I think a lot of people think, oh yeah, I'm going to be successful, and they don't think about the kind of negatives that could come along or that could, you know, creep up on them before you know it. They haven't prepared enough for disaster.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll speak kind of from experience, the challenges I faced. A big part of it is that you actually spend, especially if you're just starting, you find yourself spending a lot of time in fulfillment. So if you don't get a 3PL, a third party logistics warehouse, or you know, have your own warehouse where you store some stock when you're starting, you're going to be picking and packing your own things, and you're going to be shipping it out, and then you're going to have to go to the post office or go to Tesco's to ship your parcels. And if you're just starting a little e-commerce business, you actually have to spend all the time in the marketing, because that's the way you actually get sales. So if you're spending time on fulfillment, you're not spending time on growing the business. So it's a very easy trap to get into. So when I got up to around 30K and I was just stuck there for like a couple of years, when I couldn't really push it on because I was at capacity, you know, even hiring like friends, cousin and stuff to help out, that kind of stopped me a little bit. And it was only when I got into a 3PL that I could kind of comfortably get up to 50K, and then obviously I had to stop. But so fulfillment was a big challenge for me. So you might kind of want to just, the advice for someone else doing something similar to me is, you validate it as quickly as you can, and then go get it in a warehouse or a 3PL if you want to try and scale it, because you're not really going to be able to scale it beyond that. But beyond that, the other challenges, or something that I really kind of realized, is it's not really a cash flowing business. What's happening is you're making some profit, investing in stock, making some profit, investing in stock. And that just keeps going and going. So it can actually be quite hard to pull money out of the business, because you just going to want to keep growing it. So for the first 5 years, you're not really going to be getting much, unless you've gone and put a load of money or got some venture-backed money to actually go and buy a load of stock and have the margins then to actually pay yourself. So the cash flowing side is a big issue with business, and that's quite specific to each person's circumstance, what they can do. So that is a challenge. But the other challenge that a lot of people have is there's loads of transactions with e-commerce businesses, even at a small level. So we get loads of difference. So I deal with stuff from kind of zero to like a couple of hundred mil of e-commerce sales. And even the ones that are doing, you know, 30K, 100K, 500K, something like that, they might have like five different channels. So like Amazon, they might have the website, eBay, Etsy, whatever. And they struggle kind of actually amalgamating that in their accountancy software. That's a big challenge that they have. And I think they do okay keeping track of their orders generally. If like, say they use Shopify and they're able to integrate everything together, they seem to be okay with that, but then they just seem to get battered in terms of actually bringing the sales into their accountancy software. That's a big challenge that I see. And it also takes quite away from, you know, you spend a load of time on fulfillment, you want to spend all your time on the marketing, and you don't want to spend any time on, you know, doing your books. But that's a big challenge that a lot of people have. You know, it wastes a lot of time, unfortunately. So, yeah.
That's really insightful. I think as well, some people don't they tend to forget that actually, because obviously if you're starting off small, you do need to do every little bit. So especially with doing the books, although some people might be like, oh my goodness, it's gonna be hard, it's really important to get it right as well, because obviously, you know, from an accountancy perspective, obviously if you know you don't track things properly, there could be issues down the line, isn't there? So it's always, you've got to like, I think you've got maybe have those core skills to be like, okay, I can do the books and stuff until I'm able to hire someone to do it for me, and I'm able to do some marketing and some of this and some of that. So like basically you might maybe get like do some YouTube learning before you officially launch, so then you know kind of what you're doing in each little section as much as you can before you can bring in some like experts or professionals that can cover those spots for you.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. So when you're setting up, you will need an accountant to do your, if you get a limited company, you will need an accountant to do your year end. You kind of don't have a cat and mouse chance to do that. But yeah, I would yeah, a little bit of learning, go and get something like Xero or Free Agent or even QuickBooks is decent. Any of those will be fine for you. But yeah, that's a lot of what the accountants have to deal with. The main thing is to send a lot of reports to your accountants and, you know, give them access to everything so that they can go and do it and you don't have to do it. So yeah, that's a big part of it.
I love it. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up the episode today?
No, I'll just have a very small plug. So if you made it this far, go check out my newsletter, Pickle Rooms. Sharing stories for startups. So if you like this, you might like that. Cool stories about people making money. Or if you need an accountant, go check me out on LinkedIn, Robert Benson May. thanks for having me, Dawn. Much appreciated.
So thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you to my guest today, Robert Benson May, for chatting about his expertise and experience in accountancy and e-commerce. If you're interested in his services, please click the link in the description. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trust of Winners 5 years in a row.